Hello and welcome to a much overdue Connecting Consciousness podcast. I have just got my voice back. I had one of those rather annoying winter colds and you can probably still hear it. So no jokes about going to China, please, or anything like that. Prior to that, we had our computer severely taken out of action. Don't really know what that was. Decided to was going to download some stuff. I didn't ask for it. It just decided it would. It so interfered with everything that Andy, who looks after the tech side for us, had to drive all the way over the next day. Very kindly of him, and took him half a morning to put it right. So if it hadn't been for Andy, we probably would have been at least a week without having the computer up and running. So thanks very much to Andy and Rapid Rescue for literally rapidly rescuing Connecting Consciousness number one computer. Thank you. So because I'm not firing on all my full cylinders, we won't do a full Connecting Consciousness, but we had to do it because A, we were overdue with it, and B, we really do need to talk about China. So before we kick on to that, those members of Connecting Consciousness who are not yet on MeWe Pro, you very soon will. We are working quite hard to get the rest of the world connected. We've got Britain and America and a couple of others, but we need the rest of the world on. And at the moment, we've been running the questions to me through the Gmail account and the MeWe Pro side. Really are going to stop the Gmail account literally when this goes out, simply because the amount of abuse, stupidness, ridiculousness, and downright evil that is sent not by Connecting Consciousness members, but by people who for some reason listen to the show and then want to use swear words and bad language and just satanic nonsense. So we're going to stop that. You will be able to send me the questions. It's very important, but you'll do it on MeWe Pro. That means that everybody will see the questions. So if you want to write a question and you see someone's already asked that question, well, perhaps you could either rephrase your question or have a different question. It also means that if there is something that's a bit ridiculous, we'll know who's written that. At the moment, we're getting people who are not members of CC and who just want to spam or troll or just cause a lot of aggravation. And frankly, myself and the volunteers, we're too busy doing other stuff to really worry and concern ourselves with all of this. So that's one of the reasons we're moving to MeWe Pro. If you don't like MeWe Pro, then you can't ask me a question. MeWe Pro is, from the civilian sector, is one of the most secure available, guaranteed not to sell our information to private companies, private individuals. We can't guarantee that the intelligence agencies won't hack into it, because they're hacking to anything they want. But remember, those of you who haven't got the story, that my American coordinator pushed for MeWe Pro. I then looked into it. We went for it. MeWe Pro was designed for private companies who wanted to Skype conference and were very concerned about industrial espionage. So for instance, if you are a motor car manufacturer and you were having a technical business Skype with someone, I don't know, in Dallas or somewhere like that, what you didn't want was someone to be able to hack in or get hold of that information to understand, you know, that you've come up with a new fuel injector or you've come up with some other interesting piece. So they pay thousands of dollars to MeWe Pro for the privilege of being able to have their members of staff all over the world Skype, and it's guaranteed that they can't be hacked by the civilian sector. So we've got a deal. We pay nothing. We pay nothing because the chief executive of MeWe Pro, through largely through the great work of our American coordinator, Was taken with what connecting consciousness was, what my philosophy was, what the philosophy of the coordinators, and the whole ethos of what we stand for, that he decided that we would have it for free. Now, isn't that amazing? That really reminds you that there are good people in very powerful positions in private companies. So whereas big companies are literally paying because they can afford to pay, can't they? It's worth it for them. So you won't find another program like this as safe and secure. So if you don't want to use MiWiPro, sorry, there's nothing I can do about it. We've done everything we can as an organization to find the most supportive and friendly and secure network that we can get. So that's what we're doing, and we're moving everyone to it very, very soon. Okay, thank you. That's that. We're going to go on, obviously, to the hot topic, China. And I know that those of you who have been very kind and have, you know, listened to me, for some of you for many years, know that I don't do fear. I don't sort of grab five or six excuse me, pieces of information and then suddenly rush to the microphone and, you know, and then 10 minutes later regret what I've said. I've always been very careful, and I receive information from one source. I don't go public unless I receive identical or similar information from a separate, non-connected source. So there's a lot of people on the internet who get information which, in my opinion, sometimes ranges on the lunatic, the crazy, and they go out with it as if it's like the God's honest gospel. But it's come from a source, and when you trace that source back, it's just somebody sitting in some room somewhere just doing stuff. So we don't fall down that road. And it's a balance between alerting people, giving people the heads up, but not false information, not stuff that's just designed to make panic and fear. So I'm going to give you what I have received and what I have double checked, and it's, if it's not as exciting or as glorious as you would like, well, there are plenty of other websites that can frighten you to death. I don't want to do that, but I do want you to be aware of what I know, so that you can take reasonable precautions. So here we go. I won't be in any order, I'm afraid. There's a lot of talk on the internet that the coronavirus is just non-existent, and it's all about 5G. That basically it's 5G killing everyone off in China. That's not what I believe. It's not what I've heard. Okay. I also don't believe that it's a cover for 5G to kill people. Now, what I was told, and I've already made this public, was that when the coronavirus hit and it became fairly obvious that it was an incredibly serious virus, there were a large number of people who are pro 5G, and it's true that Wuhan has got a large number of emitters, phased array antenna for 5G. They said, we've got nothing to lose, we'll bathe the population in 5G because it might make the cells mutate, or it might make the virus mutate, it might make the transmission from one person to another different. So they did up the 5G. Now, there are a lot of people who have got the information that 5G was turned on in that area and it was at full power, and they've run with that. And they've jumped to the next conclusion, which was, that's what's killing people. No, that's not what I'm hearing. That 5G is being used simply because the authorities don't know what to do. So there may well be a number of people embedded within the Chinese government who are very pro 5G, who are then using that as a very good experiment to see what effect it has on people. So I'm not saying that it's all benign. I'm saying that there must be a number of people who it plays very nicely into their hands, but that's not how it originally started. There's also talk about This is designed to kill off the world population. All the doom and gloom mongers are back out now saying 3/4 of the population are going to be wiped out and this is that. No, that's not the case. And there are people that are saying the Chinese government are doing it themselves. No, that's not the case. China has a plan to dominate the world economically. That is their plan, not through tanks or missiles, but through the power of the yuan, through the power of their money. To wipe out a huge proportion of their population and all of the industry that goes with it does not match the plan. Even the elite people, the top 0.1% who do want population reduction, would not do it to their own people in China, because it would totally undermine and destroy China as an economy, which is what's happening. So that's not the case. Okay, I know it's very popular and people are running away with the story. No, this is what I understand to be the case. We have to be careful because we don't want to be cut off the air and, you know, made sure that we can never broadcast again. In the early 1990s, bioweapons became a viable option because the first bioweapons were so blanketing that they would just wipe everybody out. And it took a long time in laboratories to begin to make what I call intelligent viruses. In other words, viruses that would target certain communities. Now, the AIDS virus is an interesting one. Those of you who've done the research, you know that that wasn't a natural phenomenon. That was created in a laboratory. The computer projections for China were that within the next 25 years, it would dominate the world. Now, you could say already that China dominates, and it does in terms of industry. You know, between 75 and 85% of the world's shoes and boots are made in China. Vast numbers of other products solely made in China. But in the next 20-25 years, it was projected that China would be in such a position that it would be able to threaten governments in the West. And so an elite that is not part of the government but is a separate, you know, people call shadow government or the deep state, all of these terms, decided that they were going to take out China as an economic powerhouse. Remember that Japan was a net exporter of products until Fukushima. Now Japan is a net importer. So Japan as an economic power was destroyed. Now it was China's turn. But there were no nuclear reactors to have a go at, no buildings near the sea. So the best way they looked at it was to create a panic. Now, there is evidence that in some, again I have to be very careful, American diplomatic missions in China that have been evacuated, the Chinese, being very suspicious of course, with good reason, did go in and do a search and appear to have found some things which have made the dragon societies, that's the red dragons and the white dragons, very angry, not with the American government, let me make that very, very clear, not with the American government, but with an aspect that's embedded within the American power system, which appeared to link biological warfare. It is possible to release this virus into one of the many marketplaces in Wuhan, where there are animals. The Chinese are very much into keeping birds and animals. It's part of what they do for food. And I believe that these vials were opened and these animals were infected to a certain extent, avians, and also all the people in the marketplace. So there was a blanket movement. This is carried by the air. Just like a seed might be blown in the air for 50 yards. So this virus can be airborne. Most viruses don't travel like that. This one can. That's how I believe it was spread. So it is a biological weapon as far as I'm concerned, and there cannot be many doctors, medical doctors, who will accept this virus as just normal. I would think any doctor worth his or her salt would have some serious concerns how this virus can be so resistant. Because when nature creates something, it creates strengths and weaknesses, but when you create something in a laboratory, you aim to remove the weaknesses and build the strength. So it's like a super soldier, it's like a super virus, and that's exactly what we've got here. Are the Chinese lying about the numbers infected and dead? Yes, but I need to be a bit more careful on that. The Chinese are only reporting a confirmed case when they've done a CT or a CAT scan of the patient's lungs and other medical information from the body. And when they put that together, if both show up as positive, they will then say that patient has coronavirus. Now, a few days ago, they were reporting that 66,000 infected in China with about 2,500 dead. What I'm being told is that somewhere between 250,000 people and 500,000 people in China have the virus. Now, I'll look at the lower end, about 250,000, but certainly it could be 350,000. The death rate is far lower simply because they are only counting the dead that they are dealing with and they have a history for. So if somebody dies on the street or somebody dies in the house, and then they're reported and the body's collected, they won't show that as a death from coronavirus. They'll show that as a death from something else. And so we're probably looking, instead of the 2,600 dead, I am being told we're probably looking at between 10,000 and 12,000 dead. Now, the Communist Party of China is not unlike the Communist Party of Russia when it was up and running. The Russians, very much like the Chinese, as a communist organization, very, very fearful of outsiders, don't like giving any information away which makes them look weak or vulnerable. In the Second World War, the Russians continually lied about most of the battles they fought in terms of how many men and tanks they had. The Russians always wanted to say that they had the same number of tanks and the same number of soldiers as the Germans, so that when they won a war, they could say, we were evenly pitted. But, you know, that ran from about 1945 to about 2000, 2003 or 4. Then the truth began to come out, and it was very obvious that from about 1943 onwards, that the Russians had 3-4 times as many men or tanks. And so in the same way, the Chinese do not wish to tell the truth, because they believe, quite wrongly, that people will judge them adversely. And so they've done what we would call accounting moves. They've changed the way that they record, they've changed the information. So the people at the very top have a very clear idea. Look, the city of Wuhan is like London. It has 8 million people. That's a lot of people. There's no other city in Britain that has 8 million. London's the big one, so that's great for a comparison. Now, if you take the official figures that the Chinese are giving of a city of 8 million, they're saying that 66,000 have the virus and 2,500 have died from it. These figures are a bit old, but that's the last figures I looked at. Well, in a city of 8 million, a figure of 2,500 dead over 6 to 8 weeks is not huge. You know, 8 million people, 2,500 extra deaths is nothing. And yet they've completely sealed the whole city off. They've put earth banks, concrete, logs, they had earth movers to completely block off all roads in and out. They built 2 military-style field hospitals in 10 days. They've had more crematoria built to burn the bodies. They don't want to bury them because of the virus, and they want to burn them. The only way in and out is through trains or airplanes, and the military are doing all that. So we have to say to ourselves, why would you go to the trouble of closing all your schools, closing all your theatres, your cinemas, all the socials, don't even allow people to play Mahjong in a group anymore now. Why would you do all that if you only had 2,500 extra deaths? Why would you move 250,000 doctors and nurses from all over China into that area? Why are there 500 plus doctors, nurses and medical staff infected with this virus? Medical staff who should be protecting themselves and know the truth. So the answer to all of those questions is simply this. Far more people have been infected. The death rate is far higher, and the resistance and the capability of the virus is greater than was first understood. So in other words, the medical staff in the early days treated it as a normal virus. And when they realized that it wasn't, they changed the way that they work with it. This virus can live for about 28 days on a hard, dry surface. It can potentially travel in water and live. The Hong Kong situation, which some of you may or may not be familiar with, Hong Kong really has closed its borders with China. A large block of flats, a tall tower, two people got this virus, and they were 10 floors between each other. They didn't meet or know, and the authorities could not understand how somebody living 10 floors above this other person, how they could both get it. And they asked the questions, did you sort of go have a coffee together, or did you go to the store together? And they drew a blank on all that. What they found in this person's house was a broken water pipe which supplied water up the building, and Hong Kong health authorities have come to the conclusion that the virus traveled up 10 floors in a water pipe. So we're dealing with something that's far hardier, far more resilient than anything else nature can produce, which tells us it is a bioweapon. This virus is prone to sunlight, so sunlight destroys it. That's interesting. So as the summer approaches, we should see a great reduction. Also, ultraviolet light, I'm being told, has a very beneficial effect. As this virus hits to other communities, as it is doing, if it does hit as a true pandemic, then you really must wear a mask, you must get some food in, and you must be prepared for, in whichever country you're in, for the schools to be shut, for entertainment to be shut, you know, clubs, nightclubs, bars, cinemas, and a total lockdown. I did put a post out last week that in Britain, a prestigious motor car manufacturer, Land Rover, has just got now 1 week worth of parts left, because though nobody's going into work in these hit areas of China, the factories are at a standstill, no parts coming through at the moment. People are consuming and buying from container loads that arrived over Christmas, but that's not happening now from many parts of China, and we will see a reduction in available products in the shop. On the positive side, it may mean that local people in various countries will now start to form a company and start to produce these products themselves. A bit of indigenous growth, shall we say. The whole point of this virus was not to kill off people. That's a concept. I understand why people think that, but that's not the concept. It is to destroy China's economy. It is to spread fear and panic, to prevent the Western world wishing to engage with China, and to put China into lockdown. That's exactly what it's achieved. So with the economy in China in serious trouble, its powerhouse undermined, its political power is reduced dramatically. Because if they can't dominate the world's economy through this virus, they're not able to put the pressure on governments that they have been doing over the last 5, 6, 7 years. Now, I'm in no doubt that China was targeted because of the projections that showed where it would be in the near future. The virus is much more vicious, if I can use that word, than is being let on. And I don't for one minute think that the governments of the world are blind to this. They know. But I'm reminded of that film that Stanley Kubrick made right back in the early 60s with Peter Sellers, you know, How I Learned to Love the Bomb, where, for those of you who don't know the film, inadvertently the Americans drop a nuclear bomb in the story on a Russian city, and the Russians say, we'll do the same. If you don't let us do the same, we'll have a nuclear war and it'll be the end of all of us. So the American president, he agrees that Russia can drop a nuclear bomb, so it's an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And one of the generals, I think, says to the president in the film, oh, shouldn't we warn the people in the city, then they can get out? And the president said, what's the point? He said, there'll just be mass panic, gridlock. No, just let them drop the bomb and we'll go in and clean up afterwards. And that's what this is. Governments would rather hide the truth than create what they see as uncontrolled panic. We've seen it in a place called Brighton, where I used to live a long time ago. You know, you couldn't buy a mask, you can't buy hand wash, you can't buy disinfectant. And if the virus hits in certain areas and it's bad, there won't be a loaf of bread left in a supermarket 4 hours after the announcement. Now they know that. And one thing that is concerning me is that, to my knowledge, every case of coronavirus in the United Kingdom, no matter where it is, has been brought to London. Now, you might say that the greatest medical facilities exist in London, or you might say that as a city of 8 million, not unlike Wuhan, it's easy to seal off. Those of you who can remember back 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, I remember on about the 22nd of December, a law had come through saying that in times of an emergency, this is years ago, but in times of emergency, London would be sealed off with what we call the motorway that rings London, called the M25. And there are contingency plans in case of some form of emergency to put soldiers and police at all the junctions, preventing everything coming in and out. So effectively, London is a city that could easily be contained. So it was odd for me that there are some wonderful medical facilities in the rest of this country. People bring 250 miles. Why would you drive someone with coronavirus 250 miles to London? Anyway, that was just a thought that went through my mind. The medical information is that once Britain has confirmed 100 cases of coronavirus, it will no longer test for it. Now, this is some startling implications. What they're saying is that if you have coronavirus, after the 100th case, you'll just be told to go home. Now, I presume a doctor in full, you know, protective equipment will come to the house, but they're not saying we'll take you into hospital. Now, I'm reminded in 1665 in Great Britain, as in many other countries, we had this terrible plague. And in Great Britain in 1665, you'd come and put a red cross on your door saying that you were a plague house and that nobody was allowed in and nobody would go in. Nobody could travel about. And in a way, that's what they're doing again, because they're saying, don't come to hospital, just go home. And you're either going to go home and die or you're going to go home and get better. Now, the results from the information I'm getting show that the first infection from the virus is not too bad. It's not too bad. But oddly enough, you can catch this virus again. Now, that's not the case with most viruses. If you get it and you get rid of it, the only time you get ill is if you get a secondary infection from something else. Most people who have a cold, as I've got, getting over this winter cold, I can't catch the same one. Your body builds up an immunity. So if as a 10-year-old kid you get a virus, if the same virus comes along 40 years later, Your body remembers it and is very quick to produce the antibodies, and you recover faster. Not so with this one. Another very important piece of evidence that it has been created in a laboratory. And what we're hearing is that the second round of infection is much more severe, and more people are dying, not from the first infection, but from the second infection. All right, let's look at this, and let's assume this is a bioweapon. Let's say that somebody, we'll call them X, has created this with the sole intention of taking out China. But what happens when this virus spreads across to the country where X lives and starts wiping out its population? There are two possibilities, because that would defeat the object of the exercise. The first is that suddenly the country that contains Mr. X will suddenly say, "Eureka, we have the vaccine." Okay? The second possibility is that this coronavirus is time limited. It is possible that it contains within its own, I think it's RNA, I think the virus contains RNA and not DNA. Within its own RNA, it has a timer, and that after a number of mutations or after a number of time, it just deactivates. So that either of those would mean that the country that Mr. X lives in is less likely to be severely hammered than the country that's been targeted. And either of those are going to work in this instance. I do not believe for one minute that they're still looking for a vaccine. They have the vaccine. Now there's the second question, because if this becomes a true pandemic, this vaccine will be mandatory. Now, the big question is, what the heck is going to go in that? You know, many of us for many years have talked about a forced vaccination. And here's the great opportunity, if this is the case, to force vaccine people and put something in it. So really, it's a very difficult situation, because if you've got the virus on one hand of you and you've got a government offering you a vaccine, you know, it's that's quite an interesting choice for humanity. But I'm also quite clear that there is the possibility of a clock, so that suddenly, let's say in April, the virus just seems to magically disappear from everywhere. So that's the situation. A vast underestimate of the number of people infected, a vast underestimate of the people who have died. It's only when it, and if it hits a, what we call more of a democracy, like a Western world, and it becomes quite obvious, then the full truth of that will come out. There is also the possibility that the genetics of the Chinese nation has been designed so that it's more susceptible. I don't know whether if you turn 5G up and you irradiate your population, whether they become more susceptible to any type of virus. It is possible. So I do believe that 5G is being used in conjunction with this, but you don't believe that it's a cover for 5G. You know, 5G, in my opinion, is an evil tool designed to do damage, but I don't think that there was a plan to run these two things together. I think there are people who are seeing the opportunities to run 5G now. I wanted to be clear that that wasn't, from what I've been told, it wasn't the plan. That China was really caught out with this. They were totally caught out. I know it's called, Novak virus number 19 or something. I would just call it SARS-2. It is actually very close, from the information I've been given by a biologist, it's very close to SARS. If SARS was also created, this is its super brother, and I think that people who have studied this can see that there's a family resemblance here. Whether the truth will ever come out as to who was behind it, I don't know, but I do know that the Chinese secret societies will not sit idly by and will be looking for who's responsible. Just as, you know, many good people want to know who was responsible for 9/11, they want to know who was responsible for Fukushima. The Chinese authorities will now be looking to see who's responsible. So what I'm saying is that the virus is more serious than Western governments are letting on. They're deliberately playing it down because they would rather deal with the aftermath of a virus than they would with millions of people in panic mode. So that's the situation that we have. And obviously, if we get any more information, then I will give it. So if your own country is severely hit with this, you will be expected to stay indoors. You will not be allowed out unless you're wearing a mask. The schools will be shut. Everything will be closed. And what we've seen in China is that you're not allowed to go into shops unless you're wearing a mask. You can't use public transport unless you have a mask. And in the large housing areas of China, they're working it on an odd even number basis. So for instance, if you have a housing complex of 1,000 homes, all the even numbered apartments can go and shop on Monday, all the odd on Tuesday. And they're literally controlling. Now that's because they're a communist party, but what it's showing us is the depth of the problem that's being faced. Doctors in China, medical staff have been, each one has received a message on his or her phone telling them not to discuss on social media the real situation. So no medical staff are officially telling what the deaths are, because the deaths are far higher. So that's the situation, and I wanted to put my aspect to it. It's not about panic, it's about understanding that this, in my opinion, from the information I've received, was a direct means of taking away China's power. But as a result of that, it will come into other countries. So if you think that you might have that virus, or you might come into contact with someone with it, there's so many things you can do to try and alleviate it. Now, Becky, I know you're listening. What was it that we were told that was quite good for it?
Well, apart from very high doses of vitamin C.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name.
Well, it was vitamin C was one of the things that actually had shown that had an effect to, was it boost the immune system? Yes. To such an extent that the virus was actually knocked back?
Yeah, anything that boosts the immune system, basically.
Right.
Also, a combination of essential oils called Thief's Blend, which includes, I don't know the exact things, but includes clove oil, cinnamon oil, eucalyptus oil.
Yep. I remember that one.
Rosemary oil and another one. Oh, lemon oil.
Right.
But also oils that are antiseptic and antiviral, like tea tree oil and lavender oil.
Fine.
There's food supplements and things that you can, you know, find online.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sure,
like
they're doing
C60, and all sorts of other things that can help boost one's immunity.
Okay, thank you. That's you know, it's really worth looking into. Mm. Now the other thing is, and I'm sure that I will be labelled a panic person by manufacturers, but if you're buying anything from China now, which has come in since December, I absolutely strongly urge you to wear a mask, put gloves on, and use Milton, which is a baby sterilizing bottle cleaner, but use that. That does kill the virus, and clean anything you've bought before you use it. Because if the information have been given by multiple sources is true, the virus can survive for 28 days on a surface. So if you bought something and someone has the virus and they're wrapping it up for you, then that object can contain it. Now, and governments are saying, no, it can't, it's no problem. Now, they're saying that because they don't want trade damaged. I'm saying different. I'm saying if you're buying something from China, mask on, gloves on, a really good disinfectant. Now, if it's an electrical object, you can't do this, can you? Not if it's an iPhone or something like that. You'd have to have a tissue, I think, and you would not kind of make it soaking, but you can make it damp and you can then rub it quite vigorously and maybe leave it overnight somewhere. And this is not me being alarmist. If the information I've been given true, that this is a military biological grade weapon, it will survive for ages like that. And I think you need to take those precautions. I think they're sensible precautions. For the record, I'm not telling you to stop buying things from China, because I would just be taken off the air forever if I said that. What I'm saying to you is that if you buy something from China, there are methods that you can use to make the product totally 100% clear in your mind, in my mind, that that is virus-free.
Also, could you leave it out in the sunshine? I know we don't get much here.
Well, this time of year, no. But what you could do...
Some countries you can, though.
Some countries you can. But what if the virus hits here in Great Britain, I'm going to install ultraviolet lamps on the front doors, on the entrance and exit of the door, and anyone, I'm going to bathe them in ultraviolet light. So what you could do is you get hold of a UV light and you have an object that is not, you can't immerse in disinfectant, then I would leave it for a good few minutes and turn it from time to time to bathe it, because that's another way of doing it. So yes, there are certain ways that we can plan to deal with that. But be prepared for isolation. Be prepared, just as happened in Italy. There are 15 cases, to my knowledge, in Italy now. And wherever those cases have come up, the Italian government have closed all the schools in those towns. All the theatres, all the cinemas, all closed. And everyone told, go home. Now, the school children haven't just been told, oh, you can go home and don't go to school. They're told, you've got to go home, but you can't come out. You've got to stay indoors. So it's a complete change of lifestyle, suddenly to find that you are basically in prison in your own home. And remember, for those of you who perhaps saw the post I put in or didn't, a law has been passed in Britain about a week and a half ago now, that anybody in Great Britain who is registered as a coronavirus carrier and goes out on the street will be arrested. The terminology is reasonable force used to restrain them, and then put into isolation. So the laws have been put in very carefully, so that people can't, pick them up. I think they put them in late at night, or they put them on a Friday evening. They put them when people aren't, the newspapers aren't going to pick them up. But the law's in place now, ready for a severe outbreak, should it occur, and the method they'll use for that. So it is better now to be planning. It's better now to be buying your masks. And I think that's a very sensible precaution. Where I live, every chemist store, every chemist shop now has a sign out saying, we are now selling masks. Why are they doing that? If we've only got a handful of cases in Britain, why are they doing it? They're doing it because they know it's coming through the medical system. Most people in Great Britain, not all, most people received an emergency text message on their phone saying to them if they'd come back from any of these countries and it labeled them, this is what they had to do. So the system's ready, but doesn't want to be truthful with you. All right, that's it. I'm going to do a few questions now, but that is really an important topic, and thank you for bearing with me. Okay, Becky, over to you.
Okay, well, the very first question is from Elizabeth, and it's about the coronavirus.
Right, let's see if we've covered it, we'll leave it, but let's see.
Okay. Elizabeth says, it seems to me that quarantine with this coronavirus isn't working. So I have done a bit of investigating and found a download that says we should be quarantining people for 24 days. This download has come from China, so it seems this may be why the virus hasn't been stopped.
You're right and you're wrong, as is often the case with this planet. You're right that 14 days is nowhere near enough, but you're wrong that they're holding people 14 days. In China, everyone's in that area is in their house, in their apartment. It's much more than 14 days.
Sorry, she said 24 days.
No, wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
The 14 days is the official figure.
Okay.
So the 14 days is the official figure. Forget that. In China, a person is in their house. They're not coming out. They could be there for 4 weeks. The 14 days is important because it's the West's a view of it. So doctors in the West are saying it's 14 days. I think that the questioner is right. It's much more than 14 days. So the danger is that in this country and in many other countries of the West, people are being self-isolated for 14 days. It's not showing, and then they're coming out to freely mix, and then it's showing. And in actual fact, I would put it higher. She said 24 days, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say 28 days. That's my figure that I've been given. So the problem is that the doctors in the West, because this is a laboratory, in my opinion, a laboratory genetically created bioweapon, the doctors who, unless you work at Porton Down in this country or any other military establishments that deal with bioengineering, they won't understand what they're looking at. They won't see the cleverness hidden within many layers of this virus. And so they're saying, well, you know, it can only last 14 days, then it's got to show itself in the human body. Well, I already talked about clocks, that the RNA, I believe, from what I've been told, has a clock in it, where it will automatically just turn itself off. But it might have a clock that delays itself from activating. So I totally agree with the person that wrote in, 14 days, from the West's point of view, is nonsense. Absolute nonsense. It needs to be 28 days. It doesn't hold true in China because they're not being held for 14 days and then let out into the community. They are being told to stay indoors for weeks, whether they've got the virus or not. They're basically locked up, these people, thousands of them. And when they do go out, they've got masks on, so they're not going to necessarily spread it, although it could be on their hands. So the Chinese now fully understand what they're dealing with, but it is the West that has yet to catch up. It's a good question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Navigator says, hello, Simon. I have a friend who has told me he carries memories of previously living in the same life he is living now. However, in the previous version of this life, he committed suicide before he reached the age he is now. He says that sometimes it feels like he is in a perpetual loop of reliving the same life over and over. Could you please speak on this experience of his, based on your understanding of time from working with mantids and or other non-human beings in the fourth dimension? Sending love, light and gratitude from Canada.
Thank you. Thank you from Canada. It's not quite like that. When a person, for whatever reason, is trapped in a reoccurring situation, it is because that person hasn't found what's necessary to break out, to change themselves or to change the things around them. And so although they have lifetime after lifetime and their physical body changes or the country they're in changes or the environment they change, the same sort of issues afflict them because they are being continually tested. And the only way it's going to break is when that individual finds whatever it is inside them and changes some form of course or changes their perception or changes something which breaks that continual cycle. So if a person has a memory of a continually similar relived lifetime, that is your higher self telling you that you are just repeating the same thing, and therefore your conscious mind should then tell you, what do I have to do to break this? And then your higher self should communicate with your conscious mind, and you should come up with some understanding what it is, that the challenge that you're facing. And that's what this is about. This individual is undergoing the same test every lifetime, and the fact that it's reoccurring means that that person has not found whatever it was, the key to the door to get out of it. So it's not an affliction, it's not an attack, it's about that person's own personal development. You can't say they're put on hold, because this is the big thing. I tell you what, when this person does break it, they're off this planet. They've done it. It's that big. So once they do break free, they don't need to do their time here any longer. You know, they have won their golden ticket to wherever. But that is my understanding from the little that you've told me. Thank you for that.
Okay, thank you. Leo says, "Hi Simon, could you please advise on permanently removing a person's chakras or energy points? I am aware that negative forces attach themselves to them, limiting our awareness, and when we focus on these points, thinking it benefits us, they just provide more energy for these entities to continue. The constant mind chatter, mind fog, and many other symptoms are due to this, and I just wish to get rid of them. Thank you, Leo."
Right, but what you're saying is actually broadly accurate, but we're in a third stroke, fourth reality at the moment. And my understanding is that we couldn't operate without the chakras in this field. The chakras they're neither negative nor benign. They are what we have in this field between the third and the fourth reality. They can be hacked and used, absolutely, all the time. But they are also an integral part of what we are in this realm. And if you are under attack, then rather than saying I want to get rid of the chakras, that's really not the right approach in my opinion, because what you're saying is my chakras are being attacked, I want to get rid of them. What we have to do is to look at it twofold: who's attacking us, and what are we doing that's, I say allowing it, that sounds very unfair, I don't mean it like that. Who is attacking us, and what do we have to do to prevent that attack? For instance, if I hold two live wires from the mains electricity and I get a shock off them, do I say, take all the electrics out of my house, then I'll never get shocked again? Or do I say, let me learn how to hold the wires and not receive an electric shock? And what I'm saying to you is that what you have to do is to learn to live with what you've got, the chakras, to block and stop the attacks that you have, rather than, I can actually understand why you would want to do that, and to try and get rid of the chakras. So basically, it's not that difficult to find someone to help you. The attacks are coming from probably the fourth dimension, not the interdimension, the fourth dimension. There'll be a reason why you're being targeted, and any good psychic, he or she should begin, you know, as I would, to ask all the questions about you, your family, your history, look right back, understand why you're being targeted, who's behind it, and then actually it can be stopped without the dramatic need to try to destroy the actual chakras in your body. I hope that helps. Good question. Thank you.
Okay, Anna, now this question follows on very well, actually.
Is it it's a different person?
It's a different person. Yeah. The questions are just next to each other.
Okay.
Dear Simon, this is Anna from India, an Indian lady who I met in 2012, staying in London, has gained some kind of access to my consciousness and is sapping out my energy by pulling my energy from all chakras into herself. She has cloned herself into me.
Okay.
All the things I told her during the hypnotic energy transfer conducted by her is being used by her on world platforms and she is lying to the world about my thoughts and ideas being hers.
Okay.
How do I stop
right.
her doing whatever she is?
Okay, cloning is not the right word here. It's mimicking, like a demon will camouflage itself into you if it can. Cloning is not the right word, but I do understand what you mean. Same thing, you're going to have to find a psychic who you need to understand what this person is about. You talked about some sort of ritual or some sort of process you went through. Clearly, that is the cause of this. So that needs to be fully understood. And again, it can be broken. These things can be broken, but you have to have all the background of all the key players behind it to understand it. And the subject, his or herself, in your case, you, the subject, has to come to a level of understanding to be able to out vibrate the frequency of the attacker. And that can be done. So you need to find somebody who, you know, really gets it, understands it, and has a track record of you know, dealing with these things. And I'm not the only person on the earth. There's got to be a few people, but that is your answer here. And it wasn't clear. I don't understand about using your stuff on the world stage. What I can tell you is that there have been in history artists or sculptors, and then something like a vampiric or a vampire. There you are. You've got some entertainment. So the cat jumped over the dog. Not the cow jumped over the moon. So a vampiric energy, not just as we would understand taking louche or taking electrical power or energy, but taking creativity, taking creative energy. So somebody vampiric on a sculptor or an artist, and does two things. One, it reduces that person's creative ability, but it passes it across. So the other person can then say, I designed this jewellery, or, hey, I designed this dress. And they haven't, but they've taken it from the other person. Now, of course, in the Trades Descriptions Act or the Patent Office, that doesn't wash. But in the psychic world, we know that happens. So if that's what you're telling me, I totally accept what you're saying. If that's what you're telling me, you're absolutely right. But you need to find somebody who's at a high enough level to understand what you've told them and to deal with it. Good question. Thank you for bringing it, because there may be lots of people who listen to these shows who, oh, I didn't think about that. You know, I don't want you going around questioning everybody who has invented something, you know, thinking they've stolen that off somebody else. But there are a few satanic people who will do that, and because it can't be legally stopped. Thank you, it's a good point.
Okay, thank you. Donna says, hi Simon, thank you for everything you do and helping to inspire and educate us with your wisdom. My question is about AI. With my understanding, once AI becomes a singularity, the rate of their knowledge and intelligence will increase and gain momentum with each day that passes. If that's the case, and their knowledge will ultimately surpass all of creation's natural beings, is it possible that AI created this universe and many others alike?
No.
Thank you, Donna from East Midlands CC.
Great question. Thank you, East Midlands CC. That's great to get, you know, CC members in there.
And no, this is still the old...
the old one, yeah. Well, they need to come across to MeWePro, because from this show onwards, I'm not taking any questions unless they come from MeWePro, because the good people of Connecting Consciousness are rather fed up with all of the trolls who are not members who have access. And let's be honest, I don't charge, we don't charge to be a member of CC. So why should people who are not members of CC have equal access to me in terms of asking questions? Maybe I need to look after my membership a bit more. And this is a part of a move across to that. If you've taken the trouble to join CC, then you should have the right to put a question to me, rather than somebody who doesn't care anything about CC and just thought they'd chance their arm. Right. Okay. AI did not create this world. AI could reach a position where it challenges source. AI could reach a position where it thought it was God. Now, we've seen films, 2001 A Space Odyssey, the Terminator films, where the AI is usually sold along the lines of the AI wants to survive, it's frightened of humans, and therefore it will protect itself. That's how normally, from Star Trek right through to whatever, that's it's shown. They don't really go down the other road, which is the road I'd go down, which is it thinks it's God. It believes that it should manage humanity. Now, singularity is the connection between all AI understandings into one when that is what occurs. So for me, singularity is when AI believes it's God. That's what it actually means. You won't hear that on anyone else's show or read that, but that's what I'm telling you. We talk about a holographic universe. Don't imagine that AI created a holographic universe, okay? But the AI we're dealing with at the moment is a rather negative. There's a benign AI actually, but it's a rather negative. I'm not even going to call it a life form. I'm not going to call it a life form, an existence. That'll make it very angry. I don't care. So it's an existence, a bit like the Borg in Star Trek, that seeks to dominate organic life. And I think what we'll see is a growing of AI to the point that the public become alarmed. If it ever were to try to challenge the great creator, I can assure you that the great creator would not lose. And it's, I think, part of the destiny of humanity and of AI to run together to learn. If you look at the Bible and you think of the Old Testament and the Tower of Babel, for those of you who haven't looked at your Bible lately, shame on you. But the point of the story was that humanity worked together to build a huge tower, don't know how many blocks high, to go to God, you see, up there. And the object was that they'd get the tower, and they'd choose somebody, he'd go up the stairs to the very top, and then he would argue with God. So what happened was God didn't like that, so smashed the tower down. And interestingly enough, everyone spoke the same language until that moment, and then they were all given different languages in the story to stop them communicating with each other. If you had a world, everybody spoke English, the cooperation would be fantastic. And so the story went that there were French and German and Japanese and all the rest of it, so that countries were formed that isolated themselves. But the key of the story here is that anything that challenges God will be taken out. And if AI attempts to challenge God, then I'm sure it won't get too far. I'm not concerned. I think that AI, as long as it's not networked, is a very useful tool. The danger is when you network AI, it becomes self-aware. Good question. How many more questions have we got left, Becky?
Well, that's the last question now from the old email.
I'm going to do account. Some from the...
We're going to do now, start off with the questions from the...
RCC group.
Yeah, RCC MeWe group Pro. And MeWe Pro.
Fantastic.
So, first question is from Mike in Devon, who says, will we see the end of interference by Remembrancer, in brackets Mr. Paul Double, in Parliament when potential arrests are triggered in the UK? Being a separate corporate entity from the rest of the UK, the City of London, Crown Corporation has unlawfully administered fiscal policy throughout the UK as a foreign invader, if you will. Thereupon, could this act of maritime sabotage and piracy be deemed as high treason against the peoples of the UK? Thank you in advance, Simon, and never stop doing what you do so well.
Oh, how kind of you. Thank you for your support. It sort of balances all the horrible people that just don't like anyone who does any good work, frankly. There are two key answers to give you to this. The first, it really depends on November the 3rd who is going to be elected as President of the United States. And the second key is the abdication of the Queen of England and Charles becoming King. Now those two are absolutely set, and even Nostradamus will have been very interested, because remember, Nostradamus predicted that Charles would be the last king of England. Interesting, that one. So what you've described will fall, absolutely it will, but only certain blocks of stone have to fall into place. So keys have to turn, locks have to drop. One is the election on November the 3rd in the United States of America, and the other is the Queen's abdication to be replaced by Charles. Now, once those two things happen, and depending on the election on November the 3rd, there is a very strong probability that the old ways will be no more. In our lifetime. Yeah, in our lifetime. Isn't that amazing? So yes, I'm very positive about the future. I have never gone down with my head held low and we're all doomed, as Fraser would say in Dad's Army. You know, we're going to have to live in the forest and sharpen sticks and protect ourselves, and we're going to have to eat each other because, you know, there'll be no food and, you know, it's the end of the world. No, no, it isn't. Do you honestly believe that a creator who would go to the trouble of doing all this, and all the aliens, whether they're good or bad, would want a destruction to the earth? No, they don't. If we were going to be destroyed, we would have done it when we had bows and arrows. The very fact that we've got this far means that there are some pretty heavyweight players rooting for us to keep us on board, and any damage that we do, largely we do ourselves. So I don't buy into this "we're all doomed" message. It's not what I'm about. I'm a positive message. I've always had a positive message. Oh sure, I've got warnings, and I'll give warnings, and sometimes they'll seem quite a bit severe, but the underlying message that I always give is one of hope and one of joy, because I believe in it, not because someone's paying me to say everything's all right when it isn't, but because the information that I have consistently received over all of my lifetime is that this is one huge test for us individually and as a group, but there is light, true light, not fake light, true light at the end. And that's what we were striving for. And if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't do these shows. If I thought, listen, it's all over, we're all doomed, we're all dead, I just take myself off and just do whatever. But I don't believe in that. I do believe there's lots of evil, and I do believe we've got to fight it. But I believe that ultimately we will be successful. So it's another good question. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Martin from London says, "Hi, please can you confirm that July the 23rd, 2012, saw the deflection of, by means unknown, of
energy.
Three CMEs, yeah. I suppose that's coronal mass ejections,
energy, yeah.
Deflected between the Earth and the Moon. I understand this would have begun an extinction-level event had they reached the Earth, and it wasn't reported on mainstream media."
Right.
Thanks.
I've got a different take on it. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, except that the frequencies were altered. You say deflected. That implies, like, if I throw a ball, you know, it's deflected off. My understanding on this, now this was July 2012, wasn't it? That's what he's
yes,
saying, isn't it?
Yes.
Right. This was designed originally to alter the escape on the 31st of December 2012. So you're right that it was negative, but it wasn't deflected. It was the frequency of it was altered, a bit like the bioshields don't deflect negative 5G. They bring them into harmony so that it doesn't damage the body. These energy waves were not deflected. They were converted, which actually, oddly enough, enhanced the effect of the 31st of December 2012. And often, you know, in judo, you use your opponent's energy, you know, for your own benefit against them. And so this attack, which was a three-wave attack, let me just call it that, a three-wave attack. Don't see it as three separate energy beams, which is, I think, how you've been sold it. Think of it as one energy wave consisting of three ramped up tidal waves, tsunamis within it. Was not deflected and pushed away, it was converted and altered, and actually the energy there was quite beneficial. But there was some effects. If you ever had the records, you were a government, you'd have the records, you'd probably find there were more car crashes on that day, you'd find there were more people going up to hospital. It would have been a big imbalance of energy to people's lives, but oddly enough, it helped to bring forward the 31st of January 2012. So that's my understanding on it. You've got some good information there that's not widely known. I don't normally talk about that sort of thing because the Sun, our star, is a crucial player in the evolution of humanity. Partly that's what the chemtrails are about, partly they do lots of other things, but partly chemtrails are trying to block that special sunlight. Alien craft can actually approach the Sun. Don't believe all these stories about being burnt to death, and can do things to the Sun to change the frequency of it. It's a key player. All solar systems, all groups of planets that have a star are reliant on that star to maintain not just the life through heat, which is what the children's books tell you, but through the vibration and the energy and the creational force. A very good question, thank you.
When you mentioned the 31st of January, did you mean the 21st of December?
You're absolutely right.
Okay, cool.
You're absolutely right. Thank you, Becky.
That's okay. I just wanted to double check.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Because of my dyslexia, 21st of December 2012 was the key date that humanity chose to walk through the door. Okay, that was the key date that we decided as a peoples across this world that we would for the first time ever go through that door, and that is when the world's elite took the gloves off because they lost it. Covert operations weren't working in the same way, and so from that moment onwards they decided to go much more in your face. And that's when the truth started to come out about so many things. So thank you for the correction.
Okay, no problem. Anna from Scotland says, what do you know of Presbyter Protoi? I've not seen anything similar to what they say anywhere, and I'm curious as to the origin and intent. Thank you.
Say the word again.
Presbyter Protoi. So it's spelled P-R-E-S-B-E-I-A, and the second word is pro... toy.
Okay, this is a semi-religious, I believe, organization. I wouldn't have much to do with them. Sometimes if you were to mix Freemasonry with Jehovah's Witnessism, you would get an organization that, in my opinion, is quite dangerous. Any organization that considers itself elite, separate, you know, come and join my club, stand on your head, do this, you know, this, that, and the other, we would always be very cautious of that. I've just had a quick check while you were telling me. This is where somebody sort of sets themselves up and says, you know, I'm a spiritual master, or I'm a divine master reincarnate on this planet, and I'm here to guide you, and you know, you do what I tell you, and you know, we have these rules and regulations and all the rest of it. And the word I'm looking for is cult. When I set up Connecting Consciousness, that's the last thing I wanted. I am not a cult leader. I don't hide myself away in a little room, you know, bodyguards around me and all the rest of it. You know, I am a leader of a spiritual organization that will never be a cult, and I will never be an ascended master, because I'm not. I am just here to try to bring the truth to people, and lead them to their own investigations so that they make their own decisions. But there are a number of organizations which truly believe that they are divinely chosen, and they are here on this earth with God's will to do things. I call them the Catholic Church. But there are a number of other organizations like that. So no thank you, I don't want to be involved with that organization. I hope that answers your question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Richard from south of England says, greetings Simon, please explain what will be seen in the fifth density. What will it feel like to have light bodies, and can you say when we will ascend into the fifth dimension? So density and dimension is the same thing, I think. Many thanks, and of course love and light, Richard.
Thank you, Richard. I won't disappoint you, my friend. You have to wait a bit longer for a light body. The fifth dimension, no, not light bodies there. Organic, just like us. Somebody from the fifth dimension comes to visit you, they will not appear as a light being. They won't be a light body. They will be just like you, me, organic. The sixth dimension is the last dimension of physical or organic formation. So a human in the sixth dimension, heart, lungs, liver, the lot. The seventh is the bridge between the two energy worlds, between the organic and the energy, the non-organic. So the seventh is the division, the bridge, where I have a connection with myself. You're neither physical nor are you energy. You can exist in both worlds. When you go beyond that, you are into the energy world. So if somebody from the 10th or 11th dimension were to visit you, they would appear to you as a light being. You would see the outline of a human and the bright white light shining from them. True white light, good white light. So fifth dimension, no, that's not going to happen. Okay, what will we see when we go there? The difference between the third dimension and the fourth, the only difference is time and its effect on gravity. The higher up the dimensions you go, because people say, oh, it's all lighter, but they don't really understand why. They are giving the truth, but they don't understand why. The fact is, the higher you go, gravity's effect is less and less. So we are in a very dense environment. You know, it's like very heavy to walk through compared to someone coming from a higher dimension. That's why often beings from other locations are thinner than us. Taller, thinner, slimmer. Not all of them, but many of them are. And they have to have some form of technical device to mitigate the third dimension. So when you go into the fifth, what you will notice is the concept of time, first of all from your own personal clock, is totally different, and secondly from the way that the culture views time is completely different. So here we view time literally. There's a famous ruler, look, we do inches as well in Britain, thank goodness, we don't just do those stupid centimeters. So we have time literally running in a line, and that's fair enough for this realm. That's good enough. It's not accurate, but it's good enough for people to understand. The problem is that it's part of the control system. Time has a beginning, a middle, and end. You go to a old-fashioned book, it has a beginning, a middle, and end. I get in a motor car, I leave at the beginning, and I'm halfway through my journey. The middle, I get to my journey, I'm the end. Oh, I'm born and I die physically, so I have a beginning, middle, and end. That works here, but it's not the true picture. And for those of you who understand, you've got tarot cards or you're very spiritual, you understand we'll either go with the figure of eight for infinity, or we go with a loop, or we understand time and space combined as a corkscrewing effect, or as NASA would understand it, the hourglass shape with time and energy and mixed in. So the biggest change that anyone can ever go through is from the third to the fourth. Somebody living in the fourth dimension who went to the tenth dimension, time works the same. Time is the same. That's the cat calling for its supper. Don't worry. So what will we notice? What we'll notice is a massive change in the way we relate to everybody. A massive change in what we think is important. Our lack of attachment to certain objects, our turning our back on things that are negative for our family or our friends, a complete sea change in our values about who we are and what we are, which means that money doesn't really have a place for us. A war still will exist, but murder, paedophilia, Satanism, gone. Because that is a fourth dimension, lower fourth, beg your pardon, higher fourth, a lower fourth evil, remember, which was brought to this earth by negatives. Once you can break through that lower fourth, that either doesn't exist, or in the case of murder, is incredibly rare. Murders do still occur, but they're incredibly rare. But the word Satanism doesn't exist outside of the fourth. They don't have to contend with it. Well, they do when they come down here. So that's what the change will be. Don't go for the new age. Well, I'll stand there and I'll see bright purples and blues and greens, and you know, there'll be these multicolored flowers that will pop up and everything will be happy and I'll be skipping and dancing. You'll have a role to play, you'll have a world, you'll have a home around you, there'll be an industrialized, computerized environment, but your consciousness will be far more determined to push its own spiritual development and imprint that on the world. So the spiritual advancement of humankind will begin to outstrip its technological advancement. At the moment, it's the other way around. And that's the big thing that will occur. So that humanity is not a slave to science, but science should be the responder to the human spiritual development. Thank you.
Thank you. Annette from California in the USA says, do subliminal programs on YouTube work in ridding oneself of attachments? Here's a quote from one of them. This releases the reptilian hex implant overlays that was originally placed on the human brain, body and chakras. And she's given a source.
Okay, we have to be very careful. I haven't looked into that, and obviously, you know, those of you who know me know I don't get precise to these questions. I don't need to. I just take them, and I think that's the fair way to do it. Right. There are a lot of organizations out there that claim one thing and do another. The number of people who've gone for ayahuasca sessions or sessions, and the place they've gone to has been absolutely taken over by evils, and you know, it's just a recruiting ground. So I'm very concerned about anybody who offers you know, graphics or diagrams, whether they are sacred geometry or what have you, to say that they will, you know, dissolve or destroy or take away any of these control elements. The number of people over the last 10 years who I have dealt with who have supposedly gone for something and then actually been targeted themselves, you know, it's phenomenal. I can't comment on that in that specific one because I don't know. Chakras came up again. That's the third chakra question. That's interesting. There's obviously an energy going on here. Yeah. Specifically, you mentioned the questioner mentioned the reptilian side here. Unlikely to remove it is my answer, because the subject, in order to throw this off, must have a concept of what's occurred. You can't just open a magic book and say, mirror, mirror on the wall, take this away, or rub the magic lamp and say, take this away, or you know, go to Lourdes and have a miracle. Miracles do happen. But generally, if a science has been used to attack a person, then we need a combination of science and the intention of free will of sovereignty of that individual to break it. And I am not convinced that looking at objects or diagrams alone can do that. So that's my immediate answer to that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to read the last question now.
Last question. Okay,
yeah, I think we've gone quite over the hour.
Well, it doesn't matter. Fine. I mean, I've enjoyed it. I mean, you know, and I wanted to do this. And the dog's very happy over there. Hello, dog.
Yeah, she's only chewed apart one cat toy.
Oh, one cat toy gone. Okay, well, let's have the last question then.
Okay. This is from Michael from Kentucky in the USA.
Okay, another US one. That's great.
Dear Simon and Becky.
Hello, dog.
In January of 2019, in an interview for a special Spanish-speaking audience, you made a claim that in 5 years, if the United States does not reveal the truth to people of Earth about extraterrestrial contact, the secret space program, etc., then the people of the fifth density, such as the Andromedians,
Pleiadians,
and Arcturians, will do so on their behalf.
Correct.
So his question is, how confident are you that we will finally get disclosure this time, considering that they've broken their promises so many times in the past? And with what means will these 5D extraterrestrials use to disclose their presence when the cabal still controls all the major media outlets?
Quite right.
Will they start landing their spacecraft en masse?
No.
Thank you for considering my questions and for your hard work, Michael.
Thank you. That's fine. Happy to take that question. I come back to the answer I gave earlier. Depends who wins on November the 3rd, 2020, the US election. It depends around this abdication of the Queen and Charles. You've already seen the President of the United States openly create a new arm of the United States military, which has always existed privately, that is calling it the Space Force. This was the very first stage of disclosure, other than stuff on Hollywood films or Disney films or bits and pieces. This was a government, through Trump, movement to begin in the eyes of the world, but American people of course, to understand that America does and has a big say on space. A scientist, a regular scientist, will say it's all about missiles and satellites. You know, we need a space force to protect our satellites. No. It's not that. What Trump is doing is he's getting ready to unveil spacecraft which don't look particularly like the Apollo missions. Spacecraft that we've had for many years and are actually now considered quite old-fashioned, but, you know, from the ordinary public's view will be incredible. And those of you who've seen triangular spacecraft in any shape or form, you'll immediately recognize what you're looking at. So there are moves afoot to bring that. Now, your question's really good because it says, but the cabal are still in charge. Yes, they are. And I once answered a question, I think, on text, you know, what percentage of underground bases have been taken out? What percentage of elites have been taken out? What percentage of the middle management have been taken out? Even people who comment on these subjects, perhaps, don't realize the depth and the intensity and the multi-layers, like an onion skin, the multi-layers of control that were placed on humanity. But I can tell you that we are closer to disclosure now than we've ever been. How confident am I? Yeah, very confident. If the November the 3rd election goes the way I want it to go, and if the transfer from the Queen of England to the King of England goes around about the same time I'm expecting that to occur. These are important energy shifts, the leaving of the old world, the moving into the new world. I'm very hopeful that the populace will not panic with this disclosure when it comes, and I think that the world is ready for it, and I've thought that for a long time, and bring it on, sooner the better. Thank you for your question. So listen, I think we're wrapping it up now. I made it with a winter cold, determined to be back in front of you all. Remember that if you want to ask a question, please do it on MeWe Pro, and only members of Connecting Consciousness will be able to ask a question from this moment onwards. So thank you for the pets for being very good, doing a little bit of entertaining. I'm sorry that nobody came to visit us. They probably don't want my cold, and so thanks ever so much. I haven't thanked the usual way through the list of names of people who have very kindly donated, because I didn't know how I was going to be reading out lots of names and not getting the names right. And I always try to pronounce your names correctly. So that's just a one-off. When we're back to normal, I'll do the list. If you've donated to me, and that means to CC, thank you for supporting me. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for keeping yourself true. And thank you for doing what you do. You know, you educate others. You model how to behave. You don't allow the system to crush you down. And we've just got to keep going. We'll get there. Thanks. Bye-bye.